today, invocation is by the Honorable Eddie Arm, and the pledge will be by the Honorable Brent Beaver.
Please bow with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious life you have bestowed upon us, allowing us, your children, the opportunity to serve you and mankind. I ask that you lead and guide this governing body today and all days, so that we have the wisdom to make the right decisions for the right reasons. These things we ask in your precious name, and the glory be yours. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in silence and pledge our nation's flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That under purchasing, A, consider approve and execute in change order number 4 for the Chief Phase 5 Chief Community Sewer Improvement Grinder Pumps and Force Main Installation with DBS Construction LLC, DBA MK Constructions for an increase of 22 working days due to inclement weather conditions, bringing the total number of days work for this project to from 132 days to 154 days. This project is funded by the Texas Community Development Block Grant from the Texas Department of Agriculture. B, execute, receive, and file lease extension, remaining lease property acquisition as a result of buyouts with Jason D. Pierce for an additional 5 years from March 8, 2018 to March 7, 2023. C, consider and approve, execute an engagement letter update for retirement, medical expense, and liability calculation under GASB number 45, Jefferson County, transitioning to GASB number 75, Jefferson County, 2017 through 2018, and an additional fee of $7,500. D, discuss, let's do A, B, and C, and then come back and do D, please. I'm hoping for a motion for
that. Motion to approve.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Any discussions on A, B, or C? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed unanimously. On D, it states, discuss if possible, approve the county purchasing aid to enter into contract negotiation, inmate health care services for Jefferson County Correction Facility. Get a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Put a motion and second. Any discussion on this item? With none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Under auditing, consider approved budget transfer airport additional cost air field paint sheet. The transfer amount is $700. B, regular county bills, check number 443732 through check number 443945. And a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously. On the county commissioners, it said, A, consider possibly approve authorize the county judge to execute the status display renewal agreement between Jefferson County and the National Museum for the United States Air Force for the F-4D aircraft at the Veterans Memorial Park. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Okay, second. Any discussion?
Our commissioners, on this particular item, this is something that comes up once a year for our static displays that are out at Veterans Park. And this is part of a requirement with DOD, and Fred Jackson handles that through the county judge's office. I'd like to bring some sad news to everybody. Our World War II veteran that resided out there, Fred Andrews, has passed away. I know, I knew Commissioner Senegal had spoken with him about it. He served as a, kind of like a, at the direction of the VFW post there for the park security. If you recall, we've had several incidents of vandalism out of that park, and so he served in that role. I want to bring to your attention, though, that with these agreements, with these static displays, and, there is a facility report that is accompanied with the agreement document, and it spells out security. With the passing of Fred Andrews being out there, I think we will probably need to look at some type of security. Because looking through the agreement, it stipulates what type of security for these displays, the torpedo, the FD-4 fighter jet, and the tank, and some other things. So it's something that the court might want to look at, whatever the wishes of the court are, to make sure that we're staying in compliance with that. It may be that we look at some cameras or fencing or anything like that, because the house is in disrepair. Just based off what knowledge I have, I just don't think it's worth, you know, doing any kind of repairs to it. If you recall, the house was a part of the deal when the county took over ownership by deed in 2010 of the park. So, and it was old then. So it's something that we want to look at in the security of that park for all the displays. And each time these agreements get sent, there's something that's accompanied with them. So I think they've been able to spell out that there's on-site security and all that. So we'll need to do some adjustments there to make sure that we meet those obligations. But it's a very sad news about Fred Andrews. He's a World War II veteran. He had been out there at least 15 years prior to the park being taken over by the county. So been out there some time and provided a great service to our country and to the county. So,
with that being stated, Commissioner, do you have any ideas of what we would be looking at? How much?
Not really. Just kind of just it came to thought about since this whole situation, what we need to do to look at it. Something probably discuss in budget.
Okay. With that being under advisement. We have a motion and a second. All in favor of the motion say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed, unanimous. Under engineering, A, consider and approve a replat of lot 28, block 2, into lot 28A and 28B, block 2 of the Garden Village located off Shady Lane in precinct number 1. This plot is in the Beaumont ETJ and has met all of our plotting requirements. It was approved by the City of Beaumont Planning and Zoning Commission. B, consider possibly approve a minor plat in Henson Estates located in North China Road in precinct number 1. This plot is not within any ETJ and has met all of our plotting requirements. C, execute, receive, and file a utility permit, Trinity Bay Conservation District for potable water and sewer line along Kiker Road. This project is in located in precinct number 3.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion? Second. Second. Any discussion on any of these items? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimous. And finally, we get to this tremendously large agenda. Sheriff Department. A, receive and file, execute a memorandum of understanding between Jefferson County Sheriff Offices and Lamar Institute of Technology for training police and correction officers. And a motion on that item.
So moved.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? With that, we have closed agenda, but is there anything coming from any member of the court that we wouldn't have to address in a vote.
No clue. You don't have one?
No, we're not. And I guess I'll give a last word to Ms. Gidry then.
Oh, you always take it, go ahead. Election day is tomorrow, Tuesday, March the 6th. We had a very good turnout for early voting, and we hope those that did not vote will vote tomorrow. Election day, as you know, you can vote at any one of the 39 polling locations that will be open, and the list is on the website. Thank you.
Okay, with that, we are new with business in the Commissioner's Court today.